I'm joined by Mary. Good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning, Alan.
Lovely to talk to you, Mary. And we've been highlighting once again the whole idea of living with dementia. And you yourself have been on a journey with your husband. Would you like to tell me about the journey that you've been on?
Certainly would, yes. It's been quite a long journey. He's been diagnosed officially 5 years, but we had various little incidents before that. But I was absolutely in denial about that. I didn't think anything like this could happen to us. Michael was very loving, very easy to live with, and a gorgeous man. Michael is now 85 and I'm 78. So we're in the declining years, and the dementia took hold gradually.
When did you first become aware of it?
Our GP hinted at it. And that's not fair to say he hinted at it. He spoke about memory loss and that. I'm afraid I was very inclined to dismiss it because I thought, oh, for goodness sake, we're getting older. Everybody forgets things. Mm-hmm. But it was much more than that because Michael was an extremely good golfer and he stopped playing golf because he couldn't do the cards. Yeah. At the end, they couldn't do the scores.
Right.
And that was very, very frightening because he's an accountant by profession and for him not to be able to do the adding up and that. And then he didn't want to socialize, which was very, very unlike him. He was an ex-captain of the golf club. So little things like that dawned. But that's, we're going back 5 years, so it's almost difficult to remember all that.
Right.
And our GP then referred us to our community nurse who came to us, to both of us here, and we filled in various forms for respite and daycare and that. All very strange from my point of view and doubly strange for poor Michael. He didn't know what we were doing.
Have you other family members? Or are you very much on your own? Have you children?
I'm on our own. Ours is a second marriage, and we have 9 children between us.
Right.
But out of the 9, I only had 1 of my 5 here, and Michael had 2 of his 4 here. The rest are scattered around the world.
I see.
So we were very, very on our own, really. But we had tremendous support. Tremendous support. We went, with my guidance, to anything to do with dementia. Watched and listened and read about everything.
Was it gradual, Mary? Or did it happen very quickly? So
it was gradual. But now, sometimes I got a fright when it would go suddenly quicker than I expected.
And does he recognise you at all? I mean, I've heard it said that if a song comes on that triggers a memory or something triggers a memory, that they may come back to where they were even just temporarily. Is that the way it happens, or is at this stage, is Michael not aware of you at all?
He was terribly reliant on me, and I spoon-fed him, I guess. We watched the 6 o'clock news, but he didn't know what was going on there.
Right.
He never not recognized me. He always knew me, and he always knew I was his wife. And his love was always there. But he got quite difficult in that he didn't want then to go out. He didn't want to see people. He didn't want us to go to the group.
Hindsight is a wonderful thing, isn't it, Mary? Would you have done things differently now? You say that you kind of were almost in denial that he had this, and would you have done things differently now?
Yes. Yes and no. Without the support, I'm not sure what I would have done, because I found myself losing patience, getting impatient, not understanding that Michael couldn't help what he was doing. So we argued quite a bit.
Right.
Until I really got the hang of it. But I got the hang of it from the support group. Mm. I went to carer support group in St. Joseph's in Shankill, one in Greystones and one in Newtown Mount Kennedy. anything and everything until the time came when Michael couldn't be left here by himself.
That must have been an extremely difficult decision for you, because I can sense, even the way you're talking about the love that you and he had and still have for each other. Was that the most heartbreaking decision of your life?
Yes. We through our social worker, I applied. We filled in the forms for the fair deal. And I didn't even know what I was doing, but I knew that eventually we possibly would have to make a decision for Michael to leave me and go into a nursing home. And then the last year really got very, very, very difficult.
How? How did it get difficult, Mary?
Yes, if I use the word contrary, I am not sure whether that spells out what it was like for me, but he just, I never knew what the next place would be and how he would be. Mm-hmm. Because he went from happy to angry to sad to being not himself at all and then not speaking. It was quite difficult at that stage. We were also, something I must mention to you, through Jenny O'Reilly, we had a very wonderful guy who came in to us once a week for several weeks to give me an evening off, and he did cooking with Michael. And Michael absolutely loved this. He had never cooked an egg in his life, but he loved cooking with Peter.
I see.
And it was a great relief to me to be able to get out and meet my sisters, for example, or something like that.
It says, Mary, to make a felt difference in our communities, we must change the current culture around dementia by speaking about dementia, seeing the person as a valued member, and taking actions to be inclusive, and that there are things we can all do to help people living with dementia and their families remain connected to the community. Do you think that is now happening more, or does more need to be done?
Oh, more needs to be done, Alan. Hmm. It's happening. Everybody asks me, how is Michael? They all talk about him, and I never made any secret of the fact. Neither did he. Funny. He used to say eventually, he carried a little card that says, I have dementia, please help me. Just a little card in his wallet. That if he ever got stuck and didn't know where he was, you know, because he used to wander over to the local shop for the newspaper, which he didn't read, but he bought every day.
Yes.
So we do need people to speak about it, but they can't just launch into it. They have to have somebody with them. You know, somebody with the condition. You can't. You know, I was able to talk about it once Michael was with me, mm-hmm. and not to make a secret of it.
I mean, I've talked a lot. I've talked to a nurse. I've talked to a gentleman who was entertaining people living with dementia, but came up with this wonderful Bon Clody project. I'm talking to you now. We're talking about Michael. We're talking about dementia. Can I ask you how you are? How are you? How are you now coping with all of this? And what is your life now like?
Well, Michael went into the nursing home in January, and it was very difficult, and he didn't settle. But the nursing home was absolutely wonderful in Kilcool. They are just wonderful. And they gave me great encouragement and really told me how well I had done with him and that. But to go back then to Patrick, our social worker, Patrick just said to me, Mary, now you need to do counselling, because it's a kind of grieving for somebody who's still here, but isn't really here.
Right.
And when I go to visit him, when I was going to visit him, although this week it's shut down again, he doesn't know my name. And he doesn't know who I am, but he knows me, and he knows he loves me. Yeah. And he puts his arms out, he extends his arms lovingly to me, and we hug, and his verbal, he hasn't got words at will, but he says things like, looking at me, he says, beautiful. And we sing together. We always loved singing.
Right.
And so we hold hands and sing together. So how am I? I am, since the counselling started, I'm doing very well. I'm very fortunate that we had already moved into an apartment so that I feel very safe and comfortable in the apartment. I have renewed friendships with my girlfriends of years. So I don't go out at night. I just go for lunches or coffee or something like that. And I'm a talker. So I'm able to talk about how I am.
Yeah.
And recently, one of my daughter's husband and child came back to live in Ireland. So that is wonderful. So I have two children here of my own.
Yes.
Michael's children also are in touch with me.
Yes.
They're all very good together. So I'm very fortunate, Alan. Very fortunate indeed.
What was the song you sing?
Say again?
What's the song you sing? When you say you sing, what do you sing?
Oh, Michael's favourite song was Do Not Forsake Me, Oh My Darling. And so he can sing odd words of that from the film High Noon. This is going back years, Alan.
Yeah, yeah. And you sing that
but,
together. Well, he hasn't forsaken you, and you certainly haven't forsaken him. Mary, it's a marvellous story, and it's a story of hope, isn't it? Because I'm listening to your voice. You, rather than, I know you've been through a torrid time, a tough time, but you remain very, very positive. Or have I got that wrong? But I'm getting a sense from you.
No, you have that right.
I've got that right, have I? Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely right. I know Michael is not coming back to me, but he is there. He's very much in my life.
Isn't she wonderful? Our thanks to Mary for sharing that story with us. Understand together, that's what we've been pointing you towards. You've heard my colleague Dave over the last number of weeks talk about living with dementia. Thanks to Mary for sharing that wonderful story today. And thanks for you if you just managed to park the car or take a cup of tea and just listen to her and spread the word. It's living with dementia. And the way to go to find out more is go to understandtogether.ie.